throughout this renovation project. I spent a lot of time in the sanctuary just remembering and reflecting on my childhood. And, you know, someone who grew up here, this is a very special place to me. And, you know, seeing Amber come out this morning, this is a special place for her. You know, she grew up in this church too and has lots of memories, and now she serves as one of our worship leaders. Those are the things that excite me, that people are obedient and listen and do what God calls them to do. And just the other day, I was sitting back in that back pew. That's where I spent most of my childhood and growing up here. You know, my mom used to sit right here. She had a good angle. Now, we sometimes sat back there where the pools are, but a lot of times we were separated and had to come sit with our parents when Kent came up with some kind of plan and got us all in trouble. We all listened and followed Kent, and we ended up being separated and sitting in our usual places. But I was just sitting back there the other day and just thinking about, well, I grew up here, and now I'm a pastor here. And biblically speaking, just that happened. You know, Jesus was welcome in his own hometown, I'll never forget the first time when I had just become the pastor here, and I was still teaching in school. One of the cooks came to me and said, "How do you like your new job?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. I never really thought of it as a job. I mean, it's the job I always wanted. I always felt that someday I'd be in my pastoring as youth pastor and lead." I felt, I believe someday that's what God's going to lead me to do. I think he's prepared for me to do that. And he was. And so, anyway, that person says to me, "How do you like your new job?" And I guess it's my job. You know, I've always been there. I love doing it. Now I'm a pastor. She goes, No, I mean, you're always here working with kids. And now, you know, you're working with adults. I said, "Oh, it's just about the same. You know, listen, they don't pay attention, they fall asleep. The most important time, it's just about the same. Working with fourth grade and being here at church, you know what I mean?" But I just really never felt like this is my job. You certainly take care of me and my family. We are certainly thankful for that. In our business meeting the other day, you know, insurance is rising, and our pastor keeps ending up in the hospital. But thank God for faithful people. And thank you to this church for always taking care of me. And, you know, I kept praying and thinking about what to share today. And it's just going to be very short because it only needs to be. Rejoice always. And scripture brings us to Philippians chapter 4. You know, this is Paul, and, you know, he's in prison, and he's trying to be joyful and rejoicing, but he keeps encouraging the church. And so, you know, encouraging us as the church of over 100 years to keep doing what God would call us to do. Now, I get real excited about things, and yesterday, I'll be honest with you, I was just really tired. You know, I was trying to finish up my time at the middle school and filling that maternity leave. And on Friday was my last day there, and the kids had this party for me. It was just really nice. But I was just really tired yesterday. But I could still text. And I went through my phone, and I texted every person in my phone and to tell them about today. Now, I kept getting all these messages back, and, you know, this is a landline, this is not, you know, and maybe people got that message yesterday that had nothing to do with this church, and hopefully it encouraged them. And I wore myself out this morning. When I got up and saw that snow, I'm thinking, "Oh, God, please make it stop. I hate it. I just don't like it when it snows on Sundays, or the threat of it on Saturday." But people, "I'm going to be able to get to church. I don't know. And that's okay. I understand. Sometimes you just can't get out. We're older. We're afraid of falling." And boy, I'm just tired this morning, because I am not joking. I got up, and as soon as I got up, start praying that people be in church. You know, I pray that every Sunday. I pray that every day. Start out every Friday. Come here and pray. And you know what? I'd love for everybody to come here, but there wouldn't be enough space. There wouldn't be enough parking. I pray, and I've said this to you before, that the people that are part of your journey, that have ever been a part of your journey, and in my ministry, in all the years of ministry and teaching and working with kids and coaching, I pray that these kids are taken care of. I pray that they're adults. Certainly they're adults now, but they're taken care of, and they're being saved. But they know Jesus is their Savior, and they're going to church somewhere. And here we are today. It's unfortunate as we read and hear about and see about churches are closing, more vacant buildings. Churches are closing all over. But here, in all these years, because the people have been faithful, we continue to share fellowship and reach out to our community. And in Philippians chapter 4, and beginning in verse 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Stop right there. There is no stipulations in that verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Period. Regardless of the circumstances of your life, regardless of the weather outside, regardless of how you feel, regardless of how many stitches you have in your stomach or how many holes are all over your body, rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. I told you when I was in the emergency room at Ruby, and they were calling upstairs, you know, getting my bed ready, and everybody's getting ready. Mr. Newton's coming, he's going to have surgery. And the nurse said twice, I told you this, I think last week, she said, "Oh, he's really nice and very cooperative." And I kept thinking, well, why wouldn't I be? You know, if you're going to do this on my stomach, I'm going to be very cooperative, and I'm going to try to be nice to you, because I really don't want you to mess this up again, right? Because I'm going to come back, all right? I have lots to do. So I was reading that. I did that. Oh, it's just horrible. But let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. See, he is, right? And I said this before. Things have already come up. I wasn't planning that. You endeavored some things already. I hadn't been planning. Well, God says he's with us and he'll always be with us. We should not be afraid. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Regardless of where you are. That's what God calls us to do. To rejoice in the Lord always. And that your gentleness be evident to all. Because the Lord is near. He is watching us, right? But everybody else is. Everybody else is. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. I was very anxious yesterday. I was just kind of laying on the couch and I just was tired. But Bethy and I, from the very beginning of this project, thought we're going to get one of those nice welcome banners to put outside. And so it's already like 5:30, and it's getting dark. And I said, we got to get this sign up outside. We got to get it up. We're not going to do it in the morning. And so we got it up, and it's blowing in the wind. So my dad, and then we got someone else to come help us last night. What, 8 o'clock? And that thing, and my dad's like, oh, we need a bungee cord. We need a string, and we need this. And I said, I don't care. I just want it to be up, and I want people to feel welcome here. I want people to know we're glad they're here, right? So just get the sign up, okay? But see, it all worked out. No reason for me to be anxious about it. But, you know, we talked about this last week. In every situation, in prayer and petition, give thanks to God. In every situation that you're in, no matter what's happening in your life or around you, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If we go out of here today rejoicing in the Lord, and know that no matter what happens this week, no matter what comes my way, no matter what pops up, so to speak, I'm ready. I'm okay. Because God's in control. And that gives me peace, right? He's going to guard my heart. He's going to take care of me. That's a promise. You have people that are wandering around right now that need to know this. Love that we have. And as we pray this morning, it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. See, that's Paul giving this encouragement to this church and to these people. And even though he's in prison and he's in a horrible circumstance, he's still rejoicing in the Lord. He's trying to encourage and uplift the church and encourage people to continue on doing as they would, as they should, or as God would call them to do. And I think about verse 9 for me this morning. I think about verse 9. Whatever I've learned or received from this church, what I've tried all my life serving to do what God would have me to do. I mean, I was baptized right there in the ninth grade in that baptismal there. And I'm thinking about all the ministry and all the people who have come through this church. that causes me to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and whatever you learn or receive, put into practice. We spend a lot of time with children and youth here trying to teach them about Jesus, spending time with them, trying to create this sense of family. A lot of them we have on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights come to eat because they're hungry and don't know where to go. After we take them home, we drop them off in places. They're not really sure if that's where they're supposed to stay. That's what we stay at night, that's what we deal with. But we pray, gosh, we pray when we drop them off and on the way back in that van, man, I just pray that we're sowing seeds and something they've heard or received from this church, I'll put it into practice. It's going to take hold. And they'll know that God's with them. Rejoice in the Lord always. We have a lot to rejoice in. So this morning, as they come to close this morning, they're going to come and sing. And, you know, we think about our lives and our experiences and our memories, and those are all ours. And, you know, to God be the glory of great things he has done. We sang that song when we moved back in on the first Sunday here in January. And I was singing it this morning. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So as they are singing this morning here, if you have a decision to make, maybe you've never given your heart to me. I remember that Julie Smith, she was the choir director, music director, and youth director. She did everything. Not like I do. She did it all. And she took us to this program in Bridgeport. Paul Woodside was the kicker for the Mountaineers. Paul Woodside had a list and had a speech impediment, and he shared about his life and how people made fun of him, but once he gave his heart to Jesus, I remember this is the day I was there. And, you know, he was a good kicker. I think he was an All-American for the Mountaineers, and I think he went on the pro, but he talked about how when he started going to church, he gave his heart to Jesus. Nothing else mattered. And I remember giving my heart to Jesus, right? There were several of us, and we were baptized right there. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say rejoice. If you have a decision to make this morning, I'll meet you right here. If you have a prayer, you just need to get it off your chest. You need to spend time with him this morning. Remember I said last week, sometimes you just need to sit down and spend time with Jesus. So as God leads you, you come this morning and say, and share with us.